Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning, everyone. Now, do you ever think that you'd like to join a gym or, I don't know, take up jogging in an effort to de-stress and calm the mind in your relentlessly busy life? Well, the man I'm about to talk to says, why break a sweat when you can achieve this literally from the comfort of your own couch through, well, what's known as guided breathwork? Ronan O'Brien is on the line. How's it going? How are you?
Jennifer, I'm well. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the line. Now, you were a budding senior rugby player when you were 18 and guided breathwork wasn't part of the game plan, was it?
No, it was very much in the more Eastern psychology back then. You know, it didn't come to the Western world until the next 10 years, 15 years later.
And how did you get into it?
I stumbled into it, really. There was an indigenous kind of a shaman type man. He came around and he was doing breathwork. I was engaged with some just self-development and kind of deeper knowing of myself. And I attended this workshop and had quite a unique experience for me that was unique at the time. And I just kept following it through.
People talk about these shamans. I've never met one in my life, if I'm honest with you. What was this shaman like?
Very nice, very open-hearted. He was colourful, but very calm. You know, they're just people, but they have a different calling, you know.
Like a priest would have a calling, or, you know what I mean? Like, what warrants him as a shaman?
He would have been from an indigenous tribe that would have studied. Mostly it happens in South America, but there's many cultures. And where they're, you know, in the Amazon, and they are in Mongolia, are in the aboriginal tribes, they would have different names for them. Medicine men are shamans. And this guy had been traveling around different parts of Europe, and he was from Mexico, and his name was Adrian. And I met him, and that's what started it for me.
Now, to some people, breath work, when you say it like that, it might sound strange because it's just something that we do automatically. But this is different, isn't it? Can you explain what it is exactly?
So breathwork comes in a couple of different types of modules. There's one for sports performance. There's one for clinical breathwork for getting a better respiratory system. Maybe you're asthmatic, or maybe you're suffering from even presently working with clients that have long COVID and are mm-hmm. trying to gain some respiratory function. So there's those aspects. And the other aspects that I mainly work with describes breathwork. Describing it, breathwork is best to describe the nervous system, because it's the gateway to the nervous system.
Okay.
And our nervous breaks down into two core areas as a fight or flight or a rest and relax. So in today's go-go world of emails, of rushing to work, of convenience, we tend to get caught up more in the fight or flight, even though we're not in fight or flight, but the nervous system is participating us in the fight or flight. And we have a large amount of our anxiety held in that area. So in the nervous system, I wouldn't refer to it as mind and body. It's mind body. The mind is in the body. So in the nervous system, when we allow ourselves to drop into that really, really relaxed, safe, trusted place, we start to release the tensions or the emotions that are no longer serving us or that are inhibiting us in having a more fulfilled and happier day-to-day life.
Does this take time to master and to get right? Or is it an easy thing to pick up and do?
To master it does. It takes a while.
Yeah.
But I've had people come in and have extraordinary experiences on their first time.
Like what?
Literally kind of going back into some old childhood problems and, you know, seeing it from a different perspective. So we're not working from the cognitive format of trying to understand something. It's more in a somatic way, or in the body way, as they would call it. So the human psyche is that, if you look at it in terms of the iceberg, we are one third above the water, two thirds below the water, mm-hmm. and very much so for our own psyche, our own psychology. So breathwork allows you to delve into the two thirds below the water and to repattern or release negative charges or just tension, really, or dis-ease that's in the body. And various people would have it at different levels. And some of it is held in from childhood, some of it is held from, like, examples would be like being bullied at school, or examples would be having a tough home life, or there's very many aspects as to why a child or a growing person would hold on to a tension and store it in the body.
Now, Ronan, you sent in a clip of a breathwork session. Can we just take a listen to it, and just so people can hear what goes on? Here we go.
Making yourself comfortable, relaxed, lying down, breathing in through our nose, out through our mouth, feeling your inhale move into your belly, gently, unforced, as it moves up into your ribs and relaxes out through a soft, relaxed exhale, and breathe again.
So how long would a session like that go on for? Is it like a 10-minute breathwork session? Is it different times for different people? How long do they generally last?
So typically the one that I do weekly is for an hour.
Wow.
So people are they lie down in their own bed or chair, and they just put on the earphones. Some people put on a mask. Their screens are off. I don't have to see them. And they're just running on the narration and running on the music that supports them into that, either a visualization or supports them into the rhythm of their own breathing. And they come in tune with the rhythm of their breathing. So they stop consciously trying to breathe, and they start rhythmically breathing without trying. And that's when the beauty takes place.
I suppose whoever signs up for this or joins in on this automatically is on the right foot, because they're giving themselves that space to just sit with themselves for an hour, or, you know, because we rarely do that for ourselves. We rarely give ourselves that time to just breathe and sit with ourselves without, you know, trying to compete with ourselves on a treadmill or on the phone, or trying to switch off by watching something else. I mean, you're really just sitting with yourself here in a session like this, aren't you?
Very much so. And people have difficulty sitting with themselves because they don't have the practice of it, really, you know. So we look at the monk's life and they're sitting in the cave, but they're also not on the phone. They also don't have kids. They don't have 100 emails, etc., or catching traffic. So it's easy for them in one way. But now we're trying to have so many balls in the air and keep them all up, and we're trying to look well, we're trying to be fit, we're trying to all the different variances of how we need to operate in our lives, and we forget about being with ourselves, or coming home to ourselves is how I would put it. And that's where the real energy, or the real well of understanding within yourself is very held.
Now, even if we don't do these hour-long sessions, is there stuff we can implement in our daily lives that would help be more in tune with ourselves through breath?
Yeah, but it's a practice. So there's very many different breath techniques, Wim Hof being a very well-recognized one. There's Buteyko. Buteyko breathwork is the clinical breathwork, and that's something I'm a practitioner in also. You're better off going to someone, getting them to see where your breathing pattern is. Is it low into the stomach? Is it high in the chest? So the reason I say that is if you're chest breathing, that's an anxiety related breathing. You're not breathing down into the diaphragm, into the belly. And when you're breathing lower down into the body, you have a better ability to access your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and relax and recover nervous system. So if you're breathing into that sharp, shallow chest breathing, that's more excitable, and that's more, you know, that's more like, if you look at it in the animal forms, you're on alert, you're high alert when you're not breathing deeply in your shallow breathing.
Has this changed your life, would you say, getting involved in this?
So much so that I've moved all my energy into learning about it and sharing it and bringing it to people who don't know about it.
Wow. So you've created a community through Zoom, haven't you?
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because it is a community. We have over a month, there might be 200 or 300 people rotating in and out to the Wednesday nights. And what's happening is that I'm on Zoom. I put this playlist together during the day. I put some poetry work. I put some kind of thought-provoking work into it around topics of trust, around topics of letting go, around topics of pain, or around topics of just topics that help people let go of the perception of their stress and realize that everybody has it, you know, and it just gets them into like they're not so individualized in their pressure.
And how can people get in touch with you, Ronan, if they want to join this community?
Easiest way is through the website, is breathwaveireland.com, and all the details are on the front page there. You can just click and enter it on a Wednesday. It's on at 8:30 in the evening, and it's for about an hour. The music is very different. It's not spa music. You know, it's not just singing bowls or something like that, or flutes. It's quite detailed in terms of how it helps you engage into the rhythm of your breath, and also then and how it stimulates different emotional patterns that may be held within you. You know, people often come for one and they like it, or it's not for them, which is fine. But I always say, try and give yourself an opportunity to do this for 4 or 5 sessions. And because it's donation based, you've got nothing to lose, you know.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for telling us all about Breathwave Ireland. It's really interesting stuff and much needed in the world that we're living in today. So thank you, and best of luck with everything, Ronan, okay?
Many, many thanks. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. There we go. Wow, who knew that the roots to calmness could simply be found through simple changes to our breathing? And I've learned a lot of things in that conversation. One being, I'm in a state of anxiety consistently because all my breathing is in my chest. So I will be checking out Ronan, Ronan O'Brien from Breathwave Ireland. There we go. What did you make of that? Let me know. 51552. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.